USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police said Sunday they believe a driver unintentionally hit spectators at a weekend pride parade in Wilton Manors, Florida, resulting in the death of one man and leaving another person hospitalized. Tropical storm Claudette was downgraded to a tropical depression after battering the southeast over the weekend. Heavy rains, high winds, and flash flooding contributed to the deaths of 13 people in Alabama Saturday. Residents in southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the Carolinas should prepare for torrential rain and flooding and possibly tornadoes into Monday midday. Juneteenth celebrations over the weekend in Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Clover, South Carolina, and Flint, Michigan were interrupted by shootings and homicides. A Uganda Olympic team member has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Japan late Saturday. Japan's government has faced criticism for vowing to host the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As inflation is beginning to grip America's economy, the massively expensive infrastructure bill proposal by President Biden won't be supported by most lawmakers. But a less expensive bill is in the works. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A bipartisan group of nearly 24 senators have pitched a much smaller proposal than the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan, which invests in roads, bridges, and other projects. But that's not good enough, says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
One of the concerns that I do have about the bipartisan bill is how they are going to pay for their proposals. And they're not clear yet. I don't know that they even know yet.
Senator Sanders drew a line in the sand on NBC's Meet the Press.
Some of the speculation is raising a gas tax, which I don't support, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure. Those are proposals that I would not support.
Democrats are seeking to include climate change mitigation and new investments in areas like child care in their proposal.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats can still get an infrastructure bill without Republican support. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With vaccine hesitancy in the United States, the new Delta variant of the virus could flare up restrictions again this fall. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 10% of new cases in the United States after the strain first identified in India became the dominant strain in the UK. The more transmissible strain is already causing hotspots of infections in rural parts of Missouri and Kansas. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that forecasters expect Delta to lead to a surge in cases in the fall.
They are predicting that in a scenario where we only get to about 75% of the eligible population vaccinated and have a 60% more transmissible variant, which this new Delta variant may be 60% more transmissible than 117. They do show an upsurge of infection and reaching a peak of around 20% of the infection that we reached last winter. So about 20% of the peak in January we will hit in the fall at some point. I think that's probably an aggressive estimate. I don't think it will be quite that dire. But when you do look at those estimates, you see it varies widely between states.
The United States is vaccinating Taiwan, as the island nation east of Hong Kong has a very low vaccine rate.
Taiwan welcomed 2.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from the U.S. on Sunday, more than doubling the island's arsenal of shots. The Biden administration initially promised to donate 750,000 doses, but increased that number as the administration advances its pledge to send 80 million U.S.-made shots around the world. Only about 6% of Taiwan's 23.5 million people have received one dose of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.